It's now time for our Donovan West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith. It is presented by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Mustangs at 12-5, 8-3 in TVL play. Did not play on Tuesday night, but coach, let's go back to Friday. Number one team in the state, it's Hanover. You saw them again. Of course, you saw them in the TVL Tournament Championship game back in late January, but had to make the road trip to Hanover on Friday. Wildcats win at 62-53. What makes them the best team, maybe, well, arguably in the state? They are undefeated and still at 18-0, but what makes them the best team in the state? How challenging is it to face them?
Well, they create a lot of challenges. I mean, they've got a couple guards that can shoot the ball, and then probably their real strength is all the length and athletic ability they have inside. So they create a lot of challenges for you defensively, but I thought we defended them really well, especially for about 3.5 quarters, and did some good things there. I thought we did a pretty good job on their shooters. The first time we played them, I think they hit 7 or 8 threes. And I think this time they hit 3, and two of them were by role players that don't normally shoot it that well. So I was pleased with how we did, but they're a tough matchup, super athletic and do a lot of good things on the offensive end, and they're a real challenge to defend for sure.
Now we're down to the final 2 weeks here, or I should say the final 2 games, not 2 weeks, final week, 2 games left before we get into sub-state. You go to Lynn on Friday before returning home to take on Troy on Tuesday next week. As you have a little bit extra time practicing this week, maybe what's the biggest difference now with your team compared to when we first started chatting in December?
I think probably the biggest thing, and I would assume most coaches would tell you this, is just our roles are more defined. I believe that we've kind of, when you start the season out, you're not a team yet. It takes time to become a team, and I really feel like we are showing that maturation process, and we've continued to get better. The overtime loss to Hanover last Friday, I've coached girls basketball for 20 years, and that was probably as high level intensity and two good teams battling that you would have found anywhere in the state of Kansas that night. So I feel like we're really coming together. I think we're understanding our roles. We're understanding how we want to play and what gives us the best chance to be successful. And as a coach, that's always good. I mean, that's what you strive to be, and that's how you want your team to come together and always be at your best at the end of the year. And I hope that is the case. And with that all being said, we know Friday night at Lynn, Lynn's a handful. They're as good as I have seen a Lynn team for several years, and they'll be. They'll be everything we want next Friday night for sure.
Well, certainly still it looks like an opportunity to still maybe grab that top seed in the Onega Substate. You got Burlingame right there, same amount of losses, but one extra win. 2 games in front of third place in Meridacine Valley, so it looks like a top two spot. At worst, number two, just got to take care of some business here in the final week. And you talk about that Lynn game. They've been in and out of the rankings this year. You mentioned one of their better teams in recent years. Just what's maybe the biggest challenge that they present?
Well, they've got about, I think they've got 4 players back from a team that was a little above 500 last year. And I was kind of looking at their schedule. I don't think they have a bad loss on their schedule. I mean, they've competed with the top teams in the league and been right there in every game. They've got a lot of size. They play 2 6-footers. And they've got 2 guards that have played and started a lot of basketball games for them. And so they've kind of got some veterans and a good mix of post and guard play. They're a tough matchup. They really are. They do a lot of good things. I think Coach Kuhlman does a tremendous job with them as a coach. They sure present some challenges, for everyone they play. Like I said, I think Friday night will be a real good basketball game, a good test for both teams.
Donovan West trying to finish out here on a high note. Lynn and Troy, the final 2 opponents for Donovan West as the Mustang girls right now 12-5 trying to lock themselves at worst maybe a number two seed in the sub-state at Onega. Could end up as that number one seed depending on some outcomes with Burlingame as well. But that is Perry Smith, Mustangs girls basketball coach. They'll go to Lynn on Friday before turning around getting Troy on Tuesday at home to wrap up the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of this week. Good luck Friday, and we'll do it one more time next week. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it as well.